This is an ABC podcast.
Okay, Corey, it's our time. It's our favorite time.
Oh my God.
Name that space out. Oh
my
God.
My PTSD is coming back. Oh my God.
No.
The ABC said that protect me from this. All right, we're back.
It's a good time. It's a fun time.
I'm here for a short time and also a good time. Yeah. And I'm here to hear what this sound is.
What is it? All right. What do you reckon?
Okay. It is some annoying kid on a chalkboard running his fingernails down that chalkboard. And also it is a wheel that is running on metal.
They are awful descriptions of that beautiful sound we presented you.
Mate, that is no Dannii Minogue. And Dannii is better than Kylie. And I don't care what you say.
What? No, you can't do this.
Someone needs to be in the minority.
Okay, well, look, you weren't quite there. I thought you would be an expert at this by now. This is clearly sonification. We can hear those really... like,
you clearly have over expectations of my cognitive abilities.
No, not at all. So, look, it's sonification of an object in our solar system. That object is Jupiter, this giant. It's literally the biggest planet in our solar system.
And forgive me if I'm wrong, it's made out of your favorite substance, which is gas.
Yes, beautiful. Made out fully of gas. It's really, really cool. It's so pretty. Look, it's my favorite planet because it's so weird. It's my favorite tattoo. If you haven't seen me, you might not know, but I have the entire solar system tattooed on my arm, including Pluto, because I didn't want to get hurt by the public. I know how much they love Pluto.
So okay, I'm going to make everyone a deal. We make this the most popular podcast in Australia, like popular than Joe Morgan or Moron, Rogan. Sorry. keep that in there.
We got that.
But if we make this the most popular podcast in Australia, I will get a Pluto tattoo.
Aw, cute.
And I'll draw a face on it because everyone knows
smiley face.
That even though Pluto gets caught, you know, it's unfair on Pluto, like friend of the show. Aww. He gets told he's not a planet. Then he gets told he's a dwarf planet, which is offensive. And then I think he's a planet. So okay. I'm just going to say friend of the show, Pluto.
I think he's a dwarf planet. But look, I don't really care, to be completely honest with you.
He's a little planet.
It's still part of our system. Nothing changed.
Pluto has feelings too, Carly.
I know. But
shout out to Pluto.
I don't think it cares that much either.
This podcast proudly supported by Pluto.
Look, in 2003 or 4, whenever it was, when Pluto got axed, that's just silly human stuff, naming conventions, and you know, scientists like to have things in really nice neat boxes, and Pluto wasn't quite fitting into our boxes, so we had to make a whole new box for Pluto. I think that's cool, right? It got a whole new box just for itself. Well, it's actually shared with a lot of other things, and that was the problem in the first place. But still,
it's a fix it box.
Yeah,
Pluto is a fix it box. Like we all have this one box in our house that we just throw junk into that's completely random.
Yep. Can't deal with it right now. Later.
Can't deal with you, Pluto. I'm sorry, friend of the show, Pluto. I'm just gonna ask you. You know, it's so fascinating because we grew up thinking Pluto is a planet. And then it changes so much. Mm. We keep changing the shirt of Pluto and he doesn't like it. For me, it's like, it's part of our solar system. It's amazing.
It's still there. Look, it's still
Nothing changed. Search for Pluto.
And if anything, our solar system grew, right? We now have this understanding that our outer solar system has so many of these objects. They're kind of like in between things. It's just debris, right? It's leftover stuff from the formation of our solar system. And that stuff didn't quite get included into planets or moons or, you know, anything else. And so they're just kind of left there as like leftovers. And that's fine. Maybe they'll end up coalescing into a huge outer solar system planet one day. Who knows?
They are the useless buttons that no one has a need for that sit in your house.
Look, maybe we can't see their potential now. Maybe in the future, you know, there could be so much potential there for growth in Pluto.
Yeah, maybe Elon might go there. Friend
Let's
of the show.
Pray that he doesn't.
Well, it's going to be cold, man. Like, he wouldn't be able to survive in Pluto.
No, definitely not. But look, he's got a car out there, so maybe he can hitch a ride.
Oh, it'd be so funny if he gets a speeding fine because it's going at like 10 times the speed of light.
Speed of light, yeah. Slow down. So,
slow down, Martian look, police.
Coming back to the sound, it was Jupiter, not Pluto, just in case we got a bit lost.
Well, because there. This podcast is sponsored by Pluto, we had an obligation to our sponsors to include Pluto in the conversation because Pluto always wants to be in the conversation.
Of course, yes.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.